What's up, everyone? Dre Fail here on behalf of HamiltonMusician.com, here with a very talented artist. This dude has a lot of experience in the game. I'm here with my homie, Brandon Beecher. How's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going, bro? I'm doing not bad. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. We haven't chatted in a bit, so I'm excited to catch up and hear what you're up to. First off, I want to say congrats on the success of In the Dark, and I love the new EP, especially Rebels of Our Time. I don't think I've formally said that to you, so thank you very much for creating that. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. I mean, Rebels is my favorite song I've ever written, so that means a lot.
Awesome, man. No, I went through it, and there's just something about that tune that stood out for me that I found myself repeating it over, and I was like, yeah, man, this is a good tune.
Wow, thank you so much.
I'm curious about your writing process, first off, because I know everyone has their, even with different songs, it ranges, but, like, are you writing everything on acoustic guitar and translating it? And tell us just basically about your process and even your recording process.
So the stuff with most of the stuff that I write myself comes from just laying down things on my acoustic guitar and then finding a chorus, like a chorus concept, and building it around there. But, yeah, usually when I'm in the studio with the producer I work with, his name's Fingus, when we're in the studio, it's basically we both come up with an idea. It's usually based around me playing the acoustic guitar and singing some kind of melody and finding a concept for the chorus. And then, once we find a concept that's cool enough to dig into and work on, for a chorus, then he starts building the track while I think of lyrics. So we're kind of both simultaneously working at the same time. And then basically by the time he's done the track, I'm done the lyrics, and then we shoot ideas off each other, and then we just check them off, and we're good to go, and we start recording.
Nice, man. And is most of the recording, do you kind of record here and then send it over to somewhere, or, like, where are you working out of right now?
I work out of L.A., so every time we go down to L.A., that's when we record there, because Fingus lives in L.A. as well. And, I mean, it just works a lot better to do it in person. So we do in-person sessions and get basically a song a day, really. Like, every time we go in the studio, it's the song is done by the end of the day that we start it, and then we go on to the next one the next day, and then the next one the next day. So it's a really cool process that way.
Now, you're doing stuff in L.A., but for those who aren't familiar with where you first started off, you are from Hamilton, and you are familiar with the Hamilton scene. You started off when you were younger. You did The Next Star. And I'm just curious, I mean, what your experience has been with the Hamilton scene, maybe your opinion on some things that are the best about it, things that could improve, and just your experience as you've grown, because you started off pretty young in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I have lived in Hamilton my whole life, and I used to go to a guy named Ray Lau for singing lessons, who's in my opinion one of the best teachers in the city when it came to teaching people how to play guitar, sing, perform, write songs, and I mean, he did everything. So I mean, I learned everything from him. So I definitely think that he was one of the people that really inspired a lot of kids that I know and made a lot of the connections that I have now in the Hamilton scene through him, because a lot of the people that I know that are doing music also went to Ray as well. So I definitely would credit him as one of the people that were one of the pioneers of bringing music to the general public instead of having things that are exclusive to certain people or certain types of genres and stuff like that. So I definitely think that he was a really big help in that way for the community. And but I would say that that maybe the Hamilton music scene, especially at the Hamilton Music Awards, maybe they should open up the gates a little bit, so to say, when it comes to maybe looking at stuff that people are doing. I mean, there's people that we both know that are putting out great music every day, and I don't think they really get recognized by the Hamilton Music Awards community, because I think they're all very invested in the band thing and the whole Arkell sounding stuff. So I think they should definitely open up their pop contemporary areas of what they really look at, so that way and people who are working really hard can get some notoriety from our city.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. I mean, as much as I enjoy Arkell-sounding stuff, and there's a lot of talent in that sector, I think the city could definitely benefit. I mean, they're saying that they really are pushing this music agenda, and everybody's really working hard to make us the music city. I think taking the next step would really getting involved all of the genres. I think like yourself and a bunch of different artists, there's a bunch of talent, especially in pop, that I think the city needs to definitely take notice of, and hopefully we could do that together, like as artists.
Yeah, definitely. That would be my my hope for the city, to make it feel like, because I feel like a lot of people that aren't in the whole hipster side of things feel excluded from the Hamilton music community, and I feel like it feels like a very, very exclusive club to the people who aren't in that community, that aren't in with the certain people that already run the stuff with the community. So I feel like they should maybe kind of open it up so it doesn't feel as exclusive and doesn't feel like a lot of people feel like they can't get in that have a lot of talent.
What about the current state of the industry in general? I know you're big on lyrical content, and a lot of your music specifically has a conscious message to it. I'm just curious about your opinion on what's kind of being pushed with the top 40 and what's dominating radio. What are your feelings on that?
I really haven't heard anything that's, everything is very still melodically dominated, and everything's based around just things sounding as good as possible to the ear. And I really haven't seen any lyrical depth being put into any of the tracks lately in the top 40. So, I mean, it's not that I dislike it. It's just difference of opinions. I feel like that kind of would be better for our world, to be able to have some more lyrical content and conscious messages in our top 40 than there is right now. But I mean, there's stuff like the Chainsmokers and stuff like that, which is great for its purpose. I mean, they create great melodies, and everybody loves those great melodies and stuff like that. But I really don't think that a lot of the focus is on lyrical content yet. But yeah, I think it's good, but there is some depth definitely lacking.
Let's get into a little bit about Canadian Music Week, which is approaching. I saw that you were part of the Higher Rain Showcase on the 18th, and I'm just curious how that came about. Are you working exclusively with Higher Rain? Is that just like a team up kind of thing? What can you tell us about that showcase?
Yeah, well, we were kind of working towards releasing a radio track, our next radio single, which is Addicted off the EP. And we were actually looking for ways that we were going to release it to radio. And my friend Justin Toito, he works for Higher Rain as an A&R, and he was like, listen, like, you should definitely send us something and see what we can do. And I was like, you know what, I believe in what you guys are doing. So yeah, definitely I'll get my manager to contact you guys. So basically my manager contacted Higher Rain. They talked for a while, and they worked out a deal that had me included in the Higher Rain showcase at Canadian Music Week, which was a surprise to me. So it was great.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Like, I definitely want to come out to that. I looked at the list of the artists playing. I mean, between you, Toito, I saw Julia Tomlinson's a part of it. I saw Binks a part of it. So, like, I'm just curious to see all you guys in the same room performing. It's just, like, it's a good opportunity. So I definitely recommend anyone listening to check it out. It's, I believe, at the Drake Underground?
Yeah, the Drake Underground on April 18th.
And do you know, do you have confirmed set times yet, or is that kind of just being worked out?
Is Julia Tomlinson from Hamilton, by the way? Is she also?
Well, I met her. I think she's from Toronto, but I had her on the podcast when I was doing the podcast thing. And
Cool. I was just curious. I was like wondering.
No, I'm pretty sure she's from Toronto.
Oh, okay. Because I know Binks from Hamilton as well. So it's really cool that you just pointed out how many Hamilton artists are really in that showcase this year. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's nominations for a pop award right there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I think I'm performing at 11. I know Toito's performing at 9:40 as well. So, yeah, 9:40 and 11 p.m. I mean, it goes from 8 p.m. Till about 12 midnight or 12:30 or 1 o'clock. So, I mean, there's going to be lots of acts going on. And it really is going to be one of the up-and-coming sets of that day for sure.
Definitely, man. And with Canadian Music Week, are you exclusively the kind of artist you'd like to just focus on the performing and that kind of realm, or are you big on like the conferences as well, or a little bit of both?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Like, are you interested? Are you part of like the different summits and the different talks, different conferences that are going on during Canadian Music Week?
Oh, no, I'm just performing. I haven't gotten into being a part of the panel and stuff like that and being a part of, like, the volunteer stuff as well. I know a few friends that are doing it, that are going to all the different events and being able to do that stuff, but I haven't myself. I've just been focusing on the performance and stuff like that.
Yeah, man, I think ultimately just being a part of, I mean, that's a major showcase, so, like, it's really exciting in itself.
Yeah, I'm really excited to try it out for one. So, thanks, man. I'm really excited. It's gonna be good.
Just before we go, my favorite question that I always ask people is their interpretation of success. What kind of emotions or even things do you need to classify yourself as success? As successful, is it something you're always chasing? Is it something that you're like, okay, like that thing happened, so I'm kind of successful.
Mm-hmm. I was actually asked this the other day, and I still don't think that I've had that feeling yet, but I definitely would define it as being able to maintain doing music as a career choice, and that is as in making money that you can live off and making a living off doing music, no matter what it is, big or small. I definitely think that that would be the point of success for me, where you can maintain a career in music where you're making money every day off doing music. And I think that's really the goal for me personally.
Definitely, man. And I think even with a lot of artists that I've spoken to, it's always like, you know what, I don't think I'll ever consider myself fully successful because there's always something new coming up that I'm chasing. And I don't know, maintaining that hunger is just always a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Very, it gets very tricky sometimes, for sure.
But yeah, Beezer, honestly, thanks for taking time to join me for this. And let's catch up soon, whether it's Canadian Music Week. You know what, I'm definitely going to make it out to that set, so I'll see you there for sure.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me, and good luck with everything. I've been seeing everything that you've been doing, so definitely wanted to reach out and see how things are going. So I'm glad things are really going really well.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And just for people listening to this, I want to make sure that they check you out, BrandonBeezerMusic.com and at Brandon Beezer on social media. And yeah, man, we'll be in touch. And I look forward to what you have to offer in the future.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And yeah, for sure. See you at the showcase.